Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Times change. Have you noticed this yet? Many of the skills I acquired, the cool stuff I learned, the groovy words we said, are obsolete. But many of our listeners are young and curious about times past. So here's an ancient history lesson about a time when we knew nothing of streaming services, only how to hang streamers from the ceiling at birthday parties. Color TVs were all the rage, but there were about 4 pixels per screen. We visited banks, sent postcards, used typewriters, sewing machines, checkbooks, maps, wall calendars, and many wore suits, ties, and cufflinks. One day, archaeologists will dig down deep and say, "What the world was this?" Here are the top 10 things that may bewilder them. Cash. This has been replaced by credit cards, digital transactions, and colossal debt. Ironing boards and irons. In primitive times, we all learned how to smooth wrinkles. This has been replaced by anti-crease materials, casual wear, and, let's face it, extreme laziness. Well, cigarettes is another. About 80% of the population lit fire to these short little sticks and sucked poison straight into their bodies on airplanes, in restaurants, hospitals, and in bed. Wow. Here are more finds that will one day cause archaeologists to scratch their noggins. Landline phones. Today, every human being and most animals have their own cell phone. We once spoke to people who were not present through wires strung from our home to theirs. There was no monthly contract, but a long-distance call was about $4,000 a minute. Cursive writing. No, this had nothing to do with bad language. Everyone once had neat, flowing handwriting made with pens and pencils containing ink and lead. Lead! Fine china. In olden times, china dishes were brought out and silverware polished to impress dinner guests. Young girls picked their favorites and eventually inherited their own set so they could impress their guests one day. I think we're already up to 10, but I'll keep going. There are more. Cameras, calculators, alarm clocks, and dictionaries. Smartphones killed them all off. Letter openers. These were once used as an alternative to paper cuts. But millennials don't use letter openers. There are no letters. Razors. In times gone by, fathers taught their sons to shave. Nowadays, everyone and their uncle have beards. Guys have replaced razors with beard oil and a little dab of lavender. Times change. Things come and go. Thankfully, a few things don't. The gospel is never out of date. The Bible is timeless and fresh. Here are just 3 reasons. First, it's alive. 2 Timothy 3 describes the Bible as God-breathed. How else can you describe a book that changes lives, penetrates spirits and souls, the thoughts and intents of those who read it? Second, it's accurate. The Bible isn't a geography or history book, but it contains geographical and historical details that are stunningly factual. They've never been disproved. And number 3, it's current. Its relevant insights into the human condition are as true today as when it was written. The Bible explains God's original plan, how it was corrupted, and how God's love provided for our restoration by grace through faith in His Son Jesus. Business cards, encyclopedia salesmen, video stores, and yes, even those plastic straws will eventually go out of date. But God's Word will never grow old.
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.